Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shh, it's starting.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special.
I think it's a hoverboard.
They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us.
Your mother nature.
Who wants a selfie with the Grim Reaper?
There's a girl flying in the water.
Find her treasure.
She belongs to the world of the good.
It's a broken locket, exactly like mine.
Dog, run!
GZM shows.
Mars out.
Imagination amplified.
Chapter 8, An Old Friend.
When I woke up the next morning, I half expected Doggo to be gone again. But I rolled over and he was right there next to me, moving his paws like he was trying to run in his sleep.
Dreaming about Haven? I do that too. Keep having your fun. I'm gonna see what's in the sack.
The sack was filled with tiny packets of red powder.
Property of the US military? Sorry, didn't mean to wake you. Morning, Doggo. Believe it or not, that was my stomach growling. You hungry too, huh? Locust swarm ate all our supplies, so we're gonna have to find some on our... Did you see that? Over there, by the rock. Is that... It's a rat! Big one, too. Hello, little guy. I've never seen one of you in person. Look, I'm an agent of the animals, sort of. I definitely do not eat them, but I know from my reading that some dogs were rodent hunters. So if that's your thing, I'm not gonna stand in your way. But I'm not gonna help you either. Doggo, wait! You're gonna make your paw worse! It crawled over my foot. Doggo, stop! Look out!
Doggo lunged at the rat and crushed into me instead.
Hey!
We fell over in a heap, rolling down the side of the hill in a big furry ball.
Is it me or is the world spinning? The rat's gone. So you're gonna have to wait to... Wait. Doggo. Are these...
Doggo was already ahead of me. When we'd tumbled down the hill, we'd landed in a huge flat field with row after row of plants. I pulled one of the plants out of the ground. At the bottom of some green leaves was a long, straggly, orange...
Carrot! Doggo! It's a whole field of carrots!
You can at least wait until we cook them.
Here, Doggo. Have another one.
I built a fire, and Doggo and I cooked and ate as many of the carrots as we could fit in our bellies. We ate carrots all day, and then we napped, woke up, and ate some more. And that night, Doggo curled up beside me.
You're finally full, huh? Yeah, carrots are yummy. And nutritious, but we can't stay here forever. Do you know where we're going, Doggo? Do you know about Haven? Somewhere deep down? Yeah, I didn't think so. But if we really are the child and the dog in the song, then I have to believe that we'll find it somehow. You were really great in that cave. You saved me. We saved each other. Again. I was thinking, we've got a lot in common, you and me. I know you wouldn't say it from looking at us. You have four legs and floppy ears and a tail, but we both like carrots. We both have paws that give us trouble, and we're both alone in the world. You must have had parents, right? Did you know them? I barely remember mine. And Aunt Callie, well, turns out my whole life was a lie. And now I might be the only agent left. Just like you're the last one of you. Except maybe not. Maybe once we get to Haven, we'll find a whole bunch of dogs. Big dogs and little dogs and dogs with spots. Dogs you can run with and play with. Your very own pack. Your own family. And you won't be alone anymore. Yeah. You won't be alone anymore.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
This way, doggo. The water's getting louder.
With our stomachs full, everything seemed brighter the next day. I climbed up the hill and grabbed Mama Bear's yellow sack, and off we hiked. We moved faster, and Doggo even seemed to be enjoying himself. His paw looked better, too. I picked up a stick in the path and tossed it out of the way. Doggo sprinted after it.
Doggo!
For a second, I was worried he'd taken off again. But then he ran back with the stick in his mouth.
What? You want me to throw it again? Okay. You have to let go of it first. There you go. Go get it! You could do this all day, couldn't you? Okay, I'll throw it again. Wait, did you hear that? The water! It's the river! Come on, this way! Did we find it? Did we find the right branch of the river? Look, Doggo! Is that?
Sitting in the water, tied to a tree, was a boat. It wasn't big, but it looked sturdy enough. A post stuck up from the deck with a piece of cloth that fluttered in the breeze.
It's a sail! Too banged up to be something the regulators would use. And we're far away from Mama Bee. I don't see anyone around. Do you? Listen, I know we have to be careful, but we also have to get back on the water somehow if we're gonna follow the song and make it to Haven. And I know we're both tired of walking. I'm not just stealing some stranger's boat. Tell you what, I'll check it out, but be ready to run or swim if there's any trouble. Why am I talking to you like you understand? Come on. You stay here on shore and keep watch, okay? I'll go climb on board and see what I can find.
Stepped onto the sailboat, hoping that maybe whoever owned it was a good and decent person, someone who might be willing to help us. There was food sitting out, tins of beans, roots, and a canvas bag. I reached inside.
Tomatoes. Doggo! No, Doggo! So much for keeping watch. Fine, you can be on the boat too. But don't eat all these people's... One tomato. That's all you get. We aren't thieves. I just wish I knew who... Huh.
Near the front of the boat was an old, worn book.
Look at this. The Big Book of Horses. Doggo, I think they like animals. In a good way, not the mama bee way.
Shh, there's someone down there below deck. It's okay, you stay back. I've been holding a rock just in case.
I held the rock over my head as I grabbed the handle on the hatch and carefully lifted it.
Gideon!
Iowa!
Gideon, it's you!
I know!
But what? How?
What is that?
That would be a dog. The dog, actually.
Is it?
He's my friend. Gideon, meet Doggo. Come on, Doggo. Down the hatch. That's it.
Doggo. Help, he's trying to eat me.
He's just licking you, you baby. You must have food on your face.
Okay, Doggo, stop. You're gonna lick my face. Ow! Get off. Here, have a tomato. Here, eat this.
Gideon, what are you doing here?
Looking for you. What else? You sure that thing's not dangerous?
No, but he likes you. So, how did you find me?
We went to your garden and followed your teddy bear song. See? Here he is. We didn't know anything after the part with the well and the journey to the sun. So we just started going along the river.
Wait, turn that off. Who is we?
Me and your Aunt Callie, of course.
You came with Callie?
Yeah, why?
We have to get out of here, right? She locked us in!
What?
Callie!
Hello, Iowa.
Let us out!
I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's happening, Iowa?
What's happening is that she's not my aunt. It was all a lie. She just wanted to find animals and sell them.
That's not right.
And after all those years, I finally got my hands on the big payoff. Only it was taken from me. The dog was taken from me. But I won't let that happen again.
Please, Callie. Callista.
Time to push off. Settle in and get comfortable down there, kids. We've got a long trip ahead of us.
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.